Good morning. What a wonderful time we've had already. Praying together, worshiping the Lord through song and fellowship. We're continuing with our Pressing On message series. And this morning's message is, as you might have realized from the scripture reading, it's about pressing on in prayer, continuing to faithfully pray. To pray with perseverance, endurance, steadfastness, remembering that prayer at its heart is about relationship, our relationship with the living God, our relationship with Jesus Christ. And we're going to look at prayer through the lens of what was just read, Luke 18, 1-8. And this is a parable about a woman who is persistent, who doesn't give up. I think you could also describe her as courageous. She goes to this judge, who's not a nice guy, by the way. She keeps going again and again. And she makes her request until she's granted justice. And in the same way, we are instructed to press on in prayer. This story is a parable, and Jesus often used parables in his teaching. And they're stories about everyday, ordinary events in life, but they contain deeper spiritual truth. And I still like the definition that I learned as a child. A parable is an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. An earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And parables push us toward deeper truth about God and his kingdom. And they challenge us to see beyond coins and sheep and seeds and widows and judges. We're challenged to come face to face with God's truth and what it means for our lives. What would it look like for me, for you, this week, to pray and not give up? How can we apply this truth to our daily lives? Here's another definition I like that I read recently. A parable is a picture that becomes a mirror and then a window. And the picture in this story, in this case, is the judge and the widow, this widow persistently going in front of the judge. And the picture is really powerful. It's something that can come to our mind, that we can remember. We see the widow relentlessly, courageously persisting, going before the judge. And when we think about how we should pray, we can bring that image to our mind. Remember, that's how we're supposed to pray. Pray without giving up. And the mirror is, of course, what we learn about ourselves. Do I pray? Do I have faith? Do I have this kind of faith to press on? To persistently press on in prayer? And do I have a relationship with God, with Jesus? And the window, gives us the ability to see more, to learn, to grow, to understand and experience more of God. Heavenly Father, we ask that you open our eyes to see your truth. In Jesus' name, amen. And this morning, before we dig deeper into the parable, and I want to, I just want to warm us up by telling the, maybe not that well known, but it will be soon, story of the man with bushy eyebrows. Okay, and this story may or may not be based on real events. Once, there was a man with bushy eyebrows. And he wasn't afraid to let them grow. And he didn't care what anybody else thought. And a beautiful woman, his wife, went to him and said, "Please, trim your bushy eyebrows." But the man refused, muttering something about how busy he was, and it didn't really matter anyway. But the beautiful woman kept pleading with the man, "I implore you, I beg you, trim those bushy eyebrows. They'll look good trimmed. Trust me." Until finally, because of the woman's persistence, nay, her courage, the man relented and trimmed his bushy eyebrows. And you know, they looked good trimmed. All right. Okay. That, yeah. When you're preparing, you never know how these things are going to go over. So I appreciate you guys so much. Now, the parable in Luke 18, 1 to 8, it actually doesn't mention eyebrows. But we do have a real situation with concrete characters. We have the widow and the judge. The widow and the judge and their interaction. And then at the end of the parable, what I also find interesting, in verses 6 to 8, we have the Lord speaking. And the Lord asks probing, personal questions. So we want to look at all of this, the widow, the judge, and the questions. But first, let's look at verse 1. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. We're actually given the main idea of the parable right off the top. Always pray. Don't give up. Parables tend to keep things hidden, at least for a while, and sometimes the meaning isn't stated at all, or else it's stated at the end. But here we have this opening statement, full of truth. Always pray. Don't give up. Always pray. Don't give up. If that's all you remember from this message, I'd be happy. Always pray. Don't give up. When you have a disagreement, even an argument with your friend or someone you care about, always pray. Don't give up. When you're facing a new or challenging situation, you're stressed about it. Maybe it's the first day at a new job. Maybe you have an exam in school. Always pray. Don't give up. When you're a parent at whatever stage, maybe your toddler's screaming, or your teen is ghosting you, or your adult children are struggling. You're wondering how to help them. Always pray. Don't give up. When you're beyond discouraged and nothing seems to go right, always pray. Don't give up. Maybe ask someone else to pray for you. That's prayer. That's relationship. Invite God in. Invite God into the mess and the pain in each and every situation. Always pray. Don't give up. I'm going to push a bit deeper because maybe some of you are asking, why? Like, why? Why do I need to keep pressing on in prayer? I mean, didn't God hear me the first time? Or maybe you're asking, you're feeling, does God even hear me at all? I mean, I prayed, I've been praying, I'm laboring. Does he care? Does God care? And I believe God can handle all these questions, all of our questions. So ask him. Invite him into the situation. Ask him to show you the truth. Ask for justice. Ask God for justice. Ask Him to change the situation. And don't give up. And I'm not here this morning to give you a bunch of neat, tidy answers to life's very difficult questions. But what I can tell you is that Jesus Christ personally rescued me. And I experience His love firsthand, His ongoing mercy and grace. And I know that you can too. Prayer is participating in relationship with God, with the one who created you, who loves you. God is loving. The one who offers you new life in Jesus. So whether it's your first time praying or you've prayed for years, always pray. Don't give up. Trust God. Let's look at some of the specifics of this parable. So we have the widow. The widow who doesn't give up. The widow who keeps coming before the judge. Grant me justice. Grant me. I'm not sure how she talked. I'm trying to picture it in my, you know, she needs to grant me justice. Or grant me. No, that's probably not it. But she just doesn't give up. Grant me justice against my adversary. And I believe there's a particular significance to this parable that it's a widow. It's not about a rich man or a famous athlete. It's not about a pop star or some amazing scientist. It's about a widow, someone certainly in that society who is marginalized, who is powerless. One commentator states that the widow represents the depth of helplessness and weakness. As a widow in that time, she certainly would have been in the midst of dire poverty. Society has devalued her. There's no one defending her, speaking up for her, pleading her cause. And her cries for justice to this judge, they at first fall on deaf ears. But she doesn't give up. She keeps pressing on. She keeps going. She's an example for us to press on in prayer, to keep praying, to persist in relationship with God. Because when we pray, it makes no difference if we're weak or helpless, if other people look at us as an outcast or marginalize us. Now, I think it actually helps when we acknowledge our limitations, our weakness, our absolute need for God, our utter dependence on Jesus. Prayer is effective and powerful because of God. God is on the move. Jesus is alive. And we have this amazing privilege of fellowshipping, of interacting, of communing with God through prayer. Never give up on that. And in those moments, when you do feel like giving up, because I'm sure you've had him, or you will, remember this picture. Remember this widow who just keeps on going, doesn't give up. And ask God for the strength. Use that as part of your prayer. God, keep me going. I'm done. I can't go anymore on my own. I'm done. I need you now. I need your strength. I need your power. I need your truth. Fill me with your Spirit. Work through me. Help me to persist. And press on. Press on. when you're misunderstood, when you're unfairly criticized, when people don't see what's really happened. Press on when you lose friendships. Press on when you can't find an affordable place to live. Press on when faced with illness or chronic pain. And please know, I'm not making light of these things. These are incredible hardships. It's just that compared to that, compared to even the worst situation you could be in, God is so much more powerful. So press on. Press on in prayer. God hears us. God advocates on our behalf. God comforts us. God can literally change circumstances and situations. God can transform lives. Amen. Let's turn to the judge now, this judge.
Ugh, judge.
So I think sometimes we have the temptation, oh, the widow is us and the judge is God. No, no, nothing could be farther from the truth. The judge in this parable does not represent God. The power is that God is such a contrast to this judge. God's nothing like this judge. Are you kidding me? Like this judge, it says he doesn't fear God. This judge doesn't fear God. He doesn't care about anybody. He only says yes to the woman just to get her off his back. He's just out for himself. Nobody else. What a terrible person to have in a place of power. Ouch. And yes, God judges. But the idea is in this parable is if you can persist and this unjust judge will change his mind, what do you think God will do? God's nothing like that judge. God is merciful. God's gracious. God loves us. He provided a way to reconcile the world. God is so different. He's on our side. He cares about us. He formed us. He made us. He gave us breath. This is God we're talking about. God is wise, too. He's compassionate. God stands up for the weak. He is championing the cause of the widow, the orphan, the marginalized. That's God. And we have to remember that when we go to him, when we go to him in prayer, this is who we are praying to. This is what God is like. And I think sometimes we bring misconceptions of God into our prayer life, into our lives. We almost treat him like this kind of judge that we have to just keep bugging. That isn't the case at all. And I'll admit it too, sadly, I've done stuff like this. I mean, I'll complain. I'll feel disappointed because God doesn't answer my specific prayer right away. I'll complain or get annoyed instead of knowing that God is sovereign, that his wisdom is eternal. His love is amazing. I mean, do I really think God doesn't know what he's doing? Or maybe even worse, that I know better? And what about thinking that God can't do the impossible? Again, I put myself in this category. I'm like, but that it's impossible, right? It's impossible, so that's why it seems impossible. Well, to me, but let's change our perspective. Let's see things for how they are. That God can do the impossible. I know last week in Linka's message, she referenced Mark chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. And that stood out to me. And this man is asking for healing for his son. Do you remember? And like, if you can heal, Lord, you're like, if I can? Really? If I can?
And Jesus says, he could have said it kindly too, right? If I can, everything is possible for one who believes. Everything. And then the man says, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. I really relate to that. So let's press on in prayer. Press on. Press on into belief. Let's actively engage in relationship with our loving God, and let's turn away from those misconceptions and false notions of who we think God is. This parable ends with questions. Questions for us to consider. Questions are powerful, right? They give us agency. They leave it open-ended. God doesn't force himself on us. He just continues to show who he is, how much he loves you. So the first questions, they speak against the potential for misunderstanding. They call us to persistent prayer. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? And at the risk of oversimplifying, yes. Yes, God will bring about justice for his chosen ones. And no, he won't keep putting them off. Notice that it's even assumed that maybe things aren't answered right away, that a persistence is needed. But God loves bringing justice. God hears. God answers. God is wise, sovereign. He's loving. His faithfulness is amazing through all the seasons of life. Today, now, this afternoon, tomorrow, we can trust him. We can trust him at work. We can trust him in our homes. We can trust him here at church. We can trust him in the community. We can trust him when we go on vacation and have that moment where you meet someone else. We were down near Crofton, and we were looking, we asked this couple, you know, he had this huge bushy beard, you know, and my wife's really brave, so what do you think about the sand? It looks all sparkly. We get talking, the guy's a youth pastor. Of course, he's a youth pastor. At Shawnigan Lake. Like, what a divine appointment. You know, and we chatted about things. Because God cares. God is on the move. God is active. So we can trust him. So always pray. Don't give up. Trust God. And the second question presents a challenge. And I'll deliberately leave it a little open-ended this morning. And I believe it deserves reflection, examining our heart. And yeah, you can answer the question with words, but really, you have to answer it as well with actions, with our lives. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? Will Jesus find faith? Will Jesus find those who embrace him as Savior and King? Will Jesus find those who persist in prayer moment by moment, day by day, until the day that Christ returns? And today, do you choose life with Jesus? Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, Thank you for your word. Thank you for this genre of parable, Lord, how Jesus used this, these pictures, these images we can hold on to. This wonderful woman who is a widow, who is marginalized, who keeps seeking justice. What an example for us, Lord. I pray that you would put that in our hearts now through your Spirit, that you would work in ways that we cannot, Lord, that we would be a people that are steadfast in prayer, that are resolute, that know you are sovereign, that understand you are a good God. You are a loving God. You desire reconciliation. You desire truth. You desire open, honest conversation, Lord. And I pray that those who are seeking you would be bold. They would press in. They would have those conversations with you, Lord, because I know you will answer. I know you'll answer, Lord. I ask that you would soften hearts. I ask that you would give us ears to hear so that we may live. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.